Producers and creators are the sources of all value on the planet. MC Lobster, the host of the top-rated business and investing podcast Cashflow Ninja, is on a mission with Producers Wealth to help producers create, protect, and multiply their wealth outside of Wall Street in any economy by creating systems and processes that help them increase their production, provides them with liquidity, passive income generators, and opportunities for enormous growth. Learn more about their time-tested and proven systems at yourownbankingsystem.com. That's yourownbankingsystem.com.
Welcome to the Cashflow Ninja, the podcast sharing how to create income streams and manage, multiply, and protect your wealth in the new economy. Here is your host inside the dojo, MC Laubscher.
Hello, Cashflow Ninjas. MC Lobster here, and welcome to another episode of the Cashflow Ninja. I have a great show for you today, and in today's show, we're going to look at how to compress time and accelerate growth in your business through technology and the utilization of systems and processes. My guest in this episode is Kent Clothier. Kent is the founder and CEO of Real Estate Worldwide, where he leads an amazing team of individuals that are focused on building disruptive systems that push the entrepreneurial dream and the real estate industry forward. Kent is the son of an entrepreneur and thus a serial entrepreneur by nature. Kent is a proud husband and father of three amazing kids and has dedicated his business life and ventures towards awakening the human spirit in all of us and inspiring thousands of entrepreneurs to escape the rat race and create the dream life that they've always wanted. Kent stands for integrity, ideas, companies, and products that allows entrepreneurs to not only learn what it takes to live a successful life on every level, but the tools and strategies to create real change on a daily level. He feels that because we have a gift, it is our responsibility to share that gift with the world and ensure that people respond. He stands against the naysayers and dream killers and against ideas, dogma, and businesses that prey on the weak-minded and in cultivating a herd mentality. As a result, almost all of his businesses involve products and services that ultimately change human behavior to encourage budding entrepreneurs to expand their vision, enhance their lives, and shake off the emotional baggage from their past. My friend Dave Zook from The Real Asset Investor says, you can be conventional or you can be wealthy. Pick one. The Real Asset Investor team creates value for investors looking for high yield returns from multifamily apartments, ATM machines, and self-storage investments. Their syndications offer attractive investment opportunities that produce strong cash flow, equity growth, huge tax incentives. They are truly passive and managed by a world-class team. To learn more about the exciting investment opportunities the Real Asset Investor offers, such as their multifamily, ATM, and self-storage syndications, please visit cashflowninja.com/realassetinvestor. Kent, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, man.
So for my listeners that are not familiar with you and what you're up to, can you please share a little bit about your background and journey with them?
Yeah, sure. So I'm the CEO and founder of Real Estate Worldwide. Been investing in real estate, buying and selling, you know, wholesaling since late 2002, early 2003. I've been in the education and I guess software space, kind of training people on how to really turn this into a business since 2000 and, oh my God, I guess it is 2008 now. Seems like just yesterday. Across that time, you know, my family and I, we've built a very, very successful real estate investing company, bought and sold, rehabbed roughly 5,000 houses. Currently still do roughly 700 to 800 houses a year right now. Name of that company is Memphis Invest. So it's, you know, a lot of people consider it like the gold standard out there when it comes to creating these turnkey situations. I mean, we were turnkey before anybody even knew what turnkey was. So, yeah, we've got a lot of different stuff going on, right? We basically take everything we've learned in the investing side of our business and we turn around and help people to kind of break down some of their barriers, break down some of the walls, break down some of the misconceptions about going out there and making money in real estate, make it really easy for them to do, right? Just based on our own experience.
Gotcha. Now, real estate wasn't where you started. We all have an entrepreneurial journey. Could you share a little bit from your start, the grocery business you had with your dad, and then how that kind of developed to where you ended up finding real estate and that clarity that you had at that moment to pursue that industry?
Yeah, so I got started, you know, I just turned 48 this year. And so I got started in business when I was 17. I got started at a very, very young age and was very fortunate, right? I didn't know it then because I hated every second of it. But I got started really young. I got started in the grocery industry. My father owned grocery stores and convenience stores. And when I was 17, we started doing a form of arbitrage where we would go and we were a grocery chain, a little small little chain, few stores, and we had the suppliers that were selling us. They were sending us in offers for us to buy, you know, groceries from them, truckloads of groceries, and we were getting from multiple vendors. And, you know, we kind of noticed in that process that the vendors were all basically trying to sell us the exact same products at alarmingly different pricing. And so we started putting two and two together and quickly realized that we could buy it over here at a discount and go sell it over here at a markup and effectively control that entire transaction. All we needed was the cash to make it happen. But we could make a hefty spread and make a heck of a lot more money doing that than we ever could pushing a product to a store. And so, you know, fast forward a few years, when I was 17, we started that business. By the time I was 23, I was running a business that was roughly doing $50 million a year. By the time I was 27, we had been purchased, the company had been purchased by a much larger entity out of Boca Raton, Florida. So I moved down from Memphis, Tennessee to Boca Raton, Florida. And before I knew it, I was running a $1.8 billion a year company and basically built something from nothing into a place where we were doing, you know, billions and billions and billions of dollars, basically buying and selling again, buying something at a discount in one place and going and selling it at a markup on the other. And, you know, needless to say, when you're doing billions of dollars, nobody was going broke, right? We were having a good time. We were making a lot of money. Things were going very, very well. And then by the time I was 30, I'd been in that business now for 13 years. And so I was the golden boy of an entire industry. The entire industry, everything all put together was roughly $6 billion. And here we were doing $1.8 billion of it, right? So we were the Goliath. And I was at the very, very top of that machine. And so I was that guy. And the reason I share that is because I was the guy that the entire company was very successful and it was all because of me. All you had to do was ask me, which, you know, looking back, I'm not real proud of, but at the end of the day, when you are a young man from 17 to 30 and quite literally have experienced nothing but success to the tune of hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars, it was fairly difficult looking back, I guess, to be humble. I just had no experience otherwise. I just believed that everything I did was just great, and because I had never been proved with evidence of anything other than that. And I was very, very fortunate that when I was 30, I had a run-in with my partners and was run out of the business. And I say fortunate because at the time it was horrible. I hated every second of it. I was extremely upset, as you can imagine. I was filled with a lot of anger, a lot of venom, if you will, and went out there and decided I was going to go build an organization on my own without partners this time and would do it in spite of everything that that I had just, you know, experienced, was putting it, effectively was telling people that I will never be run out of my business again. And I share that because that is the worst way to ever start a business. Right. If you don't start a business going after something that you are passionate about and that you love and that you just love doing, then if you go about it the wrong way, then it's almost certainly destined to fail, regardless of how much money you have behind you. Because I had millions of dollars behind me. I just had the wrong attitude and the wrong purpose. And before you knew it, in 2 years, I lost everything. And so I'd gone, you know, in 2000, March 14th of 2000, I walked out the door. And so at that point, I was at my highest. Millions of dollars in the bank, the top of it. And by December 22nd of 2002, I was down to $4,000 in the bank. And I was like that gambler that you see sitting at the table, just betting the whole way down, hoping. The only problem is I was betting with $100,000 chips. And you know, it was a horrible, horrible, horrible experience to lose everything and to burn every bridge on the way down. Humbling doesn't even begin to describe it. Suicidal is a more real, you know, description of it. But you know, I look back now and it was the greatest thing that ever happened to me because it humbled me. It knocked me down. It made me truly realize what mattered the most, because it brought me to the doorsteps of one of these real estate late night infomercials that we're all sitting up, you know, yep, worrying about finances and everything else. And we see those commercials. Well, I'm a product of that.
Right.
I went to an event in December of 2002 down in West Palm Beach, Florida. And, you know, by the end of January 2003, I'd wholesaled my first house, and I had no idea what even wholesaling was prior to that. But I quickly made some connected some dots and realized that what I was now able to do, never realized was even possible, but what I was able to do in real estate translated very, very well to what I had just done in groceries. And so I think the big aha is that most people, when they get into real estate and they're trying to do wholesaling or whatever the case may be, they're chasing a buck. You know, they're trying to pay a bill. They're trying to figure out how to make an extra 10 grand, 20 grand, 30 grand, 40 grand. And I get that because I was there. But what happened for me very quickly is I realized that I could turn it into a business. And in my first year, I flipped 91 houses, made over $1 million, and was off to the races. I quickly began systematizing everything, putting people in place, processes, what have you. I kind of got on a mission about 3 years into it. I got on a mission to try to remove myself from every part of the transaction. And, you know, through my family and good fortune and partners and associates and, you know, we turned it into a really, really, really big business. And now, like I said, it's flipped thousands and thousands of houses and continues to operate today. But it all kind of came down, was born out of, at least in part, not in whole, but in part because I was completely full of crap and thought I knew more than I knew inside of a grocery business and got ran out of it.
Now, you mentioned a couple of things that I just took towards the end of your story, and you talk about removing yourself from the business, where in contrast, where you described your younger self, everything was based around you, right? You were the rainmaker. And then you also talk about processes and systems, and you've created wonderful ones to have this business run. Can you speak to the importance of that and that mindset shift? Because I think a lot of folks are still tied into they're the rainmaker, they're the drivers of their business. But in actual fact, it works out better if you can fire yourself in every role that you have within your own company.
Totally, right? So a mentor shared with me a long time ago, the game is to fire yourself as often as you can. And I live by those words. And you never fully accomplish that, especially if you're an entrepreneur and you want to, you know, you love the deal making or some part of your business. You never are fully removed.
Yeah.
But there's a big difference between having to do something and having the option of doing something. And so it's real simple to see if you have a business. It's very simple. The easiest way I've found to figure out whether you have a business or not is just leave.
Right.
Just go. And if you come back in a month and, you know, the doors are still open and some people are still wandering around in the office, you might have a business. If you leave, you come back and the doors are open, people are wandering around and there's more money in your bank account than when you left, you definitely have a business.
Right.
But anything short of that, you own a job. And, you know, we as a society and as just entrepreneurs, we have a tendency to wrap ourselves up in our job, what we do, what we produce, whatever the case may be, right? And quite frankly, nobody cares. Nobody cares. And that's a huge thing to kind of break through, to realize that you're nowhere near as important as you think you are. Right. Nobody cares. What matters is how you spend your time, right? And what clearly, what I got to in a point in my life is realizing that the currency that you have in life is not money, it's time.
Right.
When you get on your deathbed, I can assure you, you're not going to sit there and say, man, I just wish I'd flipped one more house. I just wish I had made an extra 10 grand. But I can almost guarantee you, you will sit there and say, I just wish I had more time. And so if that's the game is get there as fast as you can. Realize that time is what matters. And if time is what matters, and we are only young once, and this is not, you know, this is not practice. This is the real game. It's happening every single day. Then get in the game. And when you kind of start making those shifts, you realize that, man, I need to create a business. I need to create a situation. I need to create an opportunity where I get to own my time. And I get to do what I want to do, when I want to do it, how I want to do it. Doesn't mean I don't get to go into the office. Doesn't mean I don't get to go and create, you know, do all the, but I don't have to do anything. Right. And at that moment, when you officially own time, you win. Because that's how you go off and create impact in the world. That's how you go off and make, you know, whether that's through your kids or through your church or through whatever the case may be, you know, you create impact in a million different ways. But, you know, your kids don't care what that paycheck looks like. Right. Your kids care if you sit down with them and go build a, you know, a Lego house or play with the Lincoln Logs or go throw the football or go to cheerleading. That's impact. And so I'm very fortunate that losing everything at a young age, right, 30 years old, you know, my son, my firstborn was born when I was 23, and it was that opportunity. I'll never get those years back. It was all wasted on me. I was too busy building my empire. I took pride in being at the office at 5 o'clock in the morning and leaving at 9 o'clock at night. I wore it as a badge of honor. Nobody was ever going to outwork me. And I'm a very different guy now, right? So I have a 4-year-old daughter and I have a 12-year-old daughter now. And, every moment that I have with them matters. And every moment that I, you know, every moment period matters. I mean, I literally wear it on my wrist every single day where it says the time is now, right? I don't wear a watch, but I wear a bracelet that says the time is now. And one thing's for sure, every time I look at my wrist to see what time it is, this bitch is always right.
The time is now. Absolutely.
And so it's just that simple, right? And you got, when you get that singularity and you just clearly understand that in order to experience that, in order to get the most out of life, you have got to take time really seriously. Well, that is the driving force to now, okay, if that's what I have to do, then ultimately, yeah, how do I get there? Well, I have to put systems. I have to put processes. I have to put people in place. I got to be willing to let go of things that just aren't fruitful. And right. Your pride and being the rainmaker and all that kind of stuff, again, none of that matters when it's about time. None of that, you know, and if you're young and you don't have kids and all the other stuff, then figure out where your place is in the world and get to that. Because sooner rather than later, you are going to arrive at a place where you realize how valuable time is. To walk around with your head in the clouds and believe that you have time on your hands is absolutely the most irresponsible thing you can do.
You're listening to Ken Clothier on the Cashflow Ninja podcast. We will be right back after a word from our sponsor.
MC Lobsher is the host of the top-rated business and investing podcast, Cashflow Ninja, and also the president of Producers Wealth. Producers Wealth assists people in creating, protecting, and perpetually multiplying wealth in any economy through creating processes that help them increase their production, provide them with liquidity, passive income generators, and opportunities for enormous growth. Learn more about their time-tested and proven systems at yourownbankingsystem.com.
Are you having a hard time finding great investment properties? Unfortunately, the best deals are rarely found locally. Successful investing begins with the right properties in the right markets. Norada Real Estate provides everything you need to invest in the best deals across the United States. Our simple proven system will help you create real wealth and passive monthly cash flow. Learn how to find the best deals by downloading your free copy of The Ultimate Guide to Passive Real Estate Investing at noradarealestate.com. That's noradarealestate.com.
You're listening to Ken Clothier on the Cashflow Ninja podcast, and I'm back to our interview.
And what you've done very successfully too is utilizing technology, because we live in an amazing time where we have access to this technology, an abundance of technology, and you've utilized this to create your systems and processes and a software right. that other folks can utilize as well to perform a virtual wholesaling. Can you talk about a little bit more about the process of virtual wholesaling and then also the role that the software and the technology plays in it?
Yeah, so I'll do it in reverse order, right? I'll arrive at virtual wholesaling, but I'm going to talk about So here's the thing, right? When you get in this headspace, what happens is that you start doing what we refer to as starting with the end in mind. Yeah. I want the result. I don't, what's the fastest way I can get there, right? Again, because I'm trying to compress time tables. Could I get there over the course of the next 30 days? Yes. But can I get there over the course of the next 30 minutes? That's the question, right? Because if I can get there in 30 minutes, well, I have 29 days, 23 hours and 30 minutes now on my hands that I get to do whatever I want to do with. Right. So compressing and collapsing time is a really, really big deal. And so what we started doing is, okay, if I want to wholesale properties, who are the people that represent my best opportunity for wholesaling properties? Well, we quickly arrived at that that was all going to be cash buyers, and that cash buyers really are the best buyer, quite simply because, again, from a time standpoint, I don't have to go through all the minutiae and all the nonsense if I'm dealing with banks and middlemen and mortgages and all that kind of stuff. And so as we did a little bit of research, we actually found out that cash buyers represent 40% of the market. Now, it's rarely talked about. Now, mind you, when I started doing this, for somebody that's coming into the industry today, they'll hear this vocabulary and this verbiage thrown around pretty loosely now, right? It's pretty common knowledge. But when we started this, when we were the pioneers of this, nobody had ever even talked about this in 2008. What was going on is that in the way cash buyers became this thing, this phenomenon that they are now, is that, quite frankly, we sat there and we wanted to just get to the end result faster. We want the baby. We don't want the labor. And so, well, how do I get there? I just deal with cash buyers. I don't have to deal with banks. They represent somebody that'll buy two or three houses from me at any given time. They have an appetite. They have a criteria. They know exactly what they want. There's no guessing. There's none of this stuff that I have to go through if I'm just dealing with a normal buyer. You know, the people that are at a RIA meeting and just kind of raise their hand and say, hey, I'd love to buy something from you, are not, they're just time wasters. Right. And so once we realized that, then it became our mission. How do we get to them? And we realized that we could go into public record and go look up every real estate transaction from the previous week. And just through deductive reasoning, we would say, show me every deed that transferred, but didn't have a mortgage on it. And by virtue of elimination, we know, well, if it didn't have a mortgage and it did transfer, they paid cash. And we started creating a spreadsheet, right, back in 2007, 2008. And luckily, when we did that was when the market collapsed. So when the market collapsed and we were doing this, all of our competitors go out of business and our business takes off, right? So during the Great Recession, our business is growing by double and triple digits because we're only dealing with people that have cash and we're doing it secretly. Nobody knows what we're doing. And can figure out how we're staying in business. Well, as fate would have it, what was happening is people began to take notice and asked us what was going on. And that's how I got pulled into the education in the software space, is that we were asked, could we automate that process? Could we make it where it wasn't, you know, this manual process? Could we do it in some kind of automated way? Could we go scrape these sites and pull this data together for other counties? And before you knew it, inside of 24 months, we were doing it for every county in the United States, put together a software program where anybody at any time could go in and log in. Here's everybody that just paid cash. Here's the properties they just paid. Here's how much they paid for them. Here's the zip codes they're buying in. Here's their name, their address, their mailing address. I mean, we just put it all together. And again, before we had done that, nobody had ever heard of anything like that. Now it's kind of common knowledge, but back then it was just never even thought of. So that made it fairly simple for us to quickly go into any market, speaking to your point on virtual wholesaling. So now think about it. I can walk into any market at any moment using our software and tell you who all of the biggest buyers are anywhere. Right. And the moment I own the cash buyers and I own that relationship, I win. And you know, one of the things that made me really successful in the grocery industry that we quickly translated over in the real estate industry, a process we call reverse wholesaling, where, you know, people asked me when I was a kid, how is it that you went and took a company that was doing $800 million and turned it into $1.8 billion? And I would love to tell you it was something really, really sexy and really dynamic. The reality of it was common sense, at least to me at the time.
Yeah.
I just went and I asked our buyers, if I could sell you anything at any price, at any time, in any quantity, and deliver it on any day, what do you want? And they just told me. So suddenly they tell me that this is the price I want to pay, this is how many trucks of it I want, and these are the days I want it delivered on. Well, when I have that, and I have hundreds, if not thousands, of people telling me that, suddenly I have a shopping list. So while everybody else is just trying to run up and down the streets and go sell what they've got, I'm just going shopping for what I know my customers want. And so the same thing is true here. So as it relates to virtual wholesaling, when I go into a market, and we're in several markets now, right? We're in Houston, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, St. Louis, Dallas, Memphis, right? We're all over the country at this point. And if I know what all the cash buyers are buying and I get that relationship, while everybody else is running up and down the streets, throwing up bandit signs and doing all this nonsense that they learned because the circus came to town and told them to do that off of a 3-day seminar, we're just doing the research. We basically are talking to the people that are actually buying, finding out, what do you want to buy? What neighborhood do you want to buy in? How much are you willing to pay for it? You're willing to pay all cash. How many of them are you going to buy from me? Are you going to close in 30 days? All that kind of good stuff, doing some of that legwork. And then we just go and market and create that opportunity. And so whether I'm sitting in the market or I'm sitting here in my office in La Jolla, California, is irrelevant because I have all the data. I know what they want. And as a wholesaler, it makes it infinitely easier because instead of me trying to guess and hope that I got the right deal, what I'm doing is I know my guy will pay 200 grand. I know he'll buy three of them. I know he's got $1 million in the bank. I know he'll close, three to five of them in the next 30 days. I've verified all this through public record. And so if I know he wants to buy five and I know he wants to buy and he wants to pay $200,000, well, if I want to make 25 grand per deal, then the most I can pay for anything is $175,000.
Right.
Everything else doesn't matter. Somebody offers me, a deal over here. None of that matters. Here's my box. I just got to make it fit in the box. And so now when I go and market for sellers and I go talk to other wholesalers and I talk to realtors, the conversation is just very different because I own the information. I'm in control of the market. I have so much data now that I've been able to gather, which anybody can do this, by the way, that I just sound different, feel different, look different, act different than anybody else because I'm in complete control. I have the data that makes that happen. And so when you're going into a virtual wholesaling market or wholesaling in general, I would highly encourage you to get that data, right? Because geography is no longer relevant. I know who all the buyers are. I know what they're going to pay. I know how much they will buy of it. And I know when they're going to close. I know how much I want to make. I just need to go create the opportunity. End of discussion. And it ain't sexy, but it just works.
And it compresses time. I mean, absolutely. Like you said, all the nonsense up front is out of the way. The bells and whistles, the 3-day seminar, signs on the side of the road, and so forth. No, there's so much information that you just shared there. My mind is just turning right now because there's a lot of things that I can apply in my own business and my investments doing similar. Well,
the thing is, bro, you got it. And again, I stress this to everybody, right? The technique is very straightforward. It's not sexy. Yep. It just works. Yep. What makes it pop and what makes it work is you have to get serious about time.
Yep.
If you are on a mission to collapse and compress timelines, then you'll get real serious about the technique. If you just don't care, and man, I don't care how long it takes, then it really doesn't matter, right? Go do whatever you want to do. But if you get serious about time, this is the fastest way to get paid, no question.
Absolutely. Now, Ken, a core message in our show is to leave our families, communities, and the world better than we found it by passing down a mindset, values, and principles to future generations, not just money. So if you cannot pass on any money to future generations and we're only allowed to pass on three principles to them to build wealth and achieve happiness and success, what would they be?
Well, certainly, based on what I just shared, there's certainly probably the biggest thing I would share with anybody is get serious about time, right? Get serious about leaving your impact on the world. Do not be irresponsible with time. Make sure that you are not naive. I'll leave this with you, brother. I'll give you this really good example of this. There's a lot of people that walk around believing that they have time on their hands. And the simple fact of the matter is none of us know. Act like you're in your last 168 hours. Act like you're in your last 7 days. Ask yourself, what would you do, right? Whether you're 21, 41, 51, or 81, what would you do if this was the last 7 days? Yep. And whatever that is, that's what matters most to you. So get busy making that happen. Live every day like that. And I promise you, what you will find is that there is much more happiness and passion and what's the word I would say? Probably it's just such a better position to be in life from a fulfillment standpoint when you are focused on that matters most versus money. The second thing I would tell you is kind of going down that same path is don't chase money. Money runs. And anybody that's been in sales or anything for any length of time knows that that the moment you're pressing and you're trying your hardest to go create and you're all wrapped up in trying to create that paycheck is when you are the least likely to make it happen. You know, money loves speed, but it also loves people that are confident enough to attract it to them. Right.
Right.
The last thing I'll share with you is get very, very dialed in on what matters most to you in life, your core values. And what I mean by that is that most people, especially in your 20s and 30s, and I don't know, you know, exactly what your viewers or listeners are the demographics, but let's just assume that there's a lot of variables, right? 20, 30, 40, 50, all the way up.
Yep.
In our 20s and our 30s, we spend a lot of time worrying about what other people think of us. And the reality of it is again, nobody, we live in an age where whether it's Instagram, Facebook, or whatever, we have all this false nonsense where people think they're more important than they are. The reality of it is none of us are as important as we think we are. And the faster you get to remembering that and understanding that, the better off you're going to be. So here's what I would tell you. Get dialed in on your core values, what matters the most to you. And be very, very, almost obnoxiously open about that. So again, get serious about time, don't chase money, and get really open about what matters the most to you and core values. Now, why would you do that? Again, I'll tie it all together with this, is that when you are really open and honest about, hey, this is who I am, this is what I believe in, this is what I stand for, this is what I stand against, this is what I won't put up with, what I've found amazing as I've gotten older in life is that we're all looking for our tribe. Right? We're all looking for to belong to somebody, right? And when you realize that, we're all looking for that place. And when you are that person, you become that place. You become a place where people are attracted to you that believe what you believe in. And then suddenly life gets so much more enriching when you are surrounded by people that think the way you think, stand for what you stand for, stand against what you stand against. And they have a tendency when you get around people like that, they push you up and they support your dreams, they support your ideas, and they don't allow you to go backwards. Equally, again, this is where the time comes in. When you are so open about it and you don't really care what anybody else thinks, you will equally repel anybody that doesn't believe the same. You're going to have a lot of people like, oh my God, man, I just want to be around that guy. I love what he stands for. I love that energy. On the other half of the side of the table, you're going to have people like, that guy is so obnoxious, so full of crap. I don't want anything to do with him. And here's the best part. Either way, you win.
Yep.
100% close rate. Either you are being surrounded by the very people that are going to help you achieve everything you want out of life, or you're going to push away the people that shouldn't be in your life either way. But either way, you've cut through the timetable, you've collapsed it down, and you win. That's Absolutely. The best advice I can give anybody.
No, and that's gold. Just like any good brand, think Apple, right? Love them, or there's people that can't stand them. So, Kent, this has been fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us and coming on the show and connecting and just sharing your journey and your knowledge and providing so much value for my listeners. Where can folks reach out to you? Where can they follow you? And where can they get more information on some of the products and services that you guys offer?
Sure. I'm easy to find on Facebook. It's Kent Clothier, C-L-O-T-H-I-E-R. Or you can just go to kentclothier.com. Or you can check out our company website at reww.com, which is Real Estate Worldwide, or memphisinvest.com.
Perfect. Thanks again, brother. I appreciate it. Appreciate you. And thank you so much for connecting.
You got it, man. Take care.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Life settlement investments have allowed financial and banking institutions to not only buy their equity contractually, but also diversify their capital from any economic, market, and geopolitical risk. It's been part of the $1 billion blueprint followed by institutional investors. And if you're an accredited investor, you can also now participate in this vehicle with enormous growth potential. You can watch an informational webinar presented by one of the premier organizations providing life settlement investments, Penumbra Solutions, at cashflowninja.com/life settlements.
Thank you for joining me again on the Cashflow Ninja. Thank you for all your support. You rock. If you like what you hear and appreciate what we're trying to build here at the Cashflow Ninja, please subscribe, rate, and review our show on iTunes and share our show with family, friends, and your network. If you're not a subscriber to our newsletter, you can sign up for our newsletter at cashflowninja.com or text cashflowninja to 44222. I'm also posting daily videos on Facebook and YouTube and will live stream weekly starting May 2018. To make sure you don't miss any of the live streams, please like and subscribe to my Facebook and YouTube platforms. I'm also dropping content on Instagram daily. Be sure to follow us on Instagram to get in on the action. I want to thank you for spending your most precious resource with me today, your time. That's our show for today. Until next time, live a life of passion and purpose on your terms. This presentation is for educational and informational purposes only. The information being presented and considered does not consider your particular financial objectives or situation, and it does not make personalized recommendations. This material is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified tax and legal advisor or other qualified professionals, and you should not use the information in place of a customized consultation with a licensed professional regarding your specific personal financial objectives, situation and needs. We believe the information provided is reliable, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, timeliness, or completeness.